It's the start of a new school year. Millions of kids are on their way back to their lessons after the summer break. Autumn is also the time of year when Apple strikes back against its competitors. With its keynote presentation back in September and the recent release of the new products, today's Tech Talk will concentrate on what's under the bonnet of the brand new iPhone, the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. As usual, the change in the S version isn't visible on the outside, but the real change is on the inside. And this time, Apple has changed a lot of things. The screen is 4.7 inches with 750 pixel resolution. The firm has also upgraded the iPhone with the fastest chipset yet on a mobile, the A9. Despite these notable improvements, there won't be much difference for the regular user. The upgrade doesn't only concern the processor, but also the camera. It has been upgraded from an 8 to a 12 megapixel for the normal camera and from 1.9 to a 5 megapixel for the facing camera. 2 years ago, Apple was the leader in this area, but the recent LG and Samsung phones have clearly taken over, making this upgrade obligatory to stay in the race. The big news with this new iPhone is the 3D touch. Basically, the screen is now three-dimensional, which means that you can swipe as before, but also poke the screen, thus opening quick actions. These are ideal for movements like sending a new message or calling people. There's also the pick and pop. You can now preview a conversation by gently putting pressure on the screen and opening the conversation by adding more pressure. It's not exactly a revolution, but this new technology will probably change things a lot in the future. And here comes the main issue of the product, battery power. It was not very efficient on the iPhone 6. However, now it is actually worse because there are more apps consuming more power. Thankfully, it's still within range of other best phones on the market. They have also added a special info window which tells you, in percentage, which app uses the most battery. For example, if you're on a journey needing the GPS app and you see that Facebook is using all the battery, you would be wise to switch it off. Such an application already exists on the new Android system, so again, no revolution here either. Finally, the price. It's the iPhone, so it's going to be expensive. $749 for the 16GB version, which is useless because of the memory requirements of apps nowadays. The other two versions are the 64 and the 128GB models, which are sold for €859 and €969 respectively. In a nutshell, this new iPhone is no revolution. It's really just a revamp of the older iPhone 6. Next year should be more interesting as Apple is presenting the 7th generation of its iPhone, which at the very least should have a new design.